Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring in discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah At-Tur. Primarily, there is just one narrative in this regard, which has, of course, the same text. However, it has been reported by two different chains of narration. Both these narratives are reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One of these chains of narration is found in Salawi's tafsir, and the other one is found in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's tafsir. Now, as I said earlier on, the text of the narrative is absolutely the same. So before I comment on the chain of narration of both these narratives, let me just read out the text of this narrative before you. It is said that مَنْ قَرَأَ سُورَةَ التُّورِ كَانَ حَقًّا عَلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ أَنْ يُؤْمِنَهُ مِنْ عَزَابِهِ وَأَنْ يُنْعِمَهُ فِي جَنَّتِهِ, which means that a person who recites Surah At-Tur, then it is obligatory upon the Almighty to protect him from his punishment and to reward him in his paradise. Now, as far as its text in Al-Wasit is concerned, it has been regarded to be concocted by Hafiz ibn Hajar because of the existence of two very weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following comments recorded in his book Tehzib al-Kamal. So, thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in says about Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini that he's laysa bishay. Another opinion that Yahya has about him is that za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mosli says that he's laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani say that he's ghayru siqa. Now, Abu Zurra and Imam Abu Hatim say that he is za'if. And Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash regard him to be matruk. Another opinion of Imam Nasai about him is that he is laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu Qasim al-Bughwi says, za'iful hadith chiddan. And Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash also says that he is a kazzab, that he is a great liar. Now, as far as this narrative is concerned, which is found in Salawi's tafsir, that too is weak because of the existence of a person called Al-Mu'ammal bin Ismail. Now, Al-Mu'ammal bin Ismail, about him, the information of which it totally impugns him and regards him to be a weak narrator is the fact that Abu Hatim, Abu Ibn Sa'ad, Abu Zura, As-Saji, and Darqutni say that he makes a lot of errors. Imam Bukhari says that he's Munkarul Hadith. Hafiz ibn Hajar says that he's an extremely bad memory. And similarly, Yaqub ibn Sufyan al-Fasafi says that it's essential for men of learning to abstain from his narratives. And according to Yahya ibn Ma'in, Mu'ammal is laysa bihujja fi Sufyan, which means that he, in narratives in which he reports from Sufyan ibn Sauri, then such a narrative cannot be regarded as reliable. So, and this is the case here as well, because we find that Mu'ammal is actually reporting from Sufyan al-Sawri in this narrative. So all in all, this narrative too cannot be relied upon. So we can say in a nutshell that both these chains of narration are extremely weak, and as I said earlier on, the first of them is regarded to be concocted by Hafiz ibn Hajar. And the second one, as I said just presently, is that this narrative also cannot be relied upon because its ascription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam cannot be reliably established. So the best way to reap the blessings of reading a surah is to understand that surah, is to reflect upon its meanings, is to communicate these meanings to others, and to disregard such narratives which are regarded to be absolutely baseless by our hadith authorities. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.